Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Sitting in for Alex, as if anybody could really sit in, is Erskine of Erskine Overnight, which is heard Saturday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. This weekend, we're going to have Al Martin, and then we're going to be having Paul Joseph Watson. So it's going to be a terrific show this weekend. And also Jack Blood of Deadline Live, where he's going to be interviewing. Who's that going to be today?
Yes, I have best-selling author Ed Klein, who's written the new anti-Hillary Clinton book. This is getting out ahead of the election cycle, so we're trying to take away votes from Hillary Clinton. I'll, of course, try his evidence on my program today. We'll see if he talks about the Rose Law Firm, Mena, Arkansas, Vince Foster, or many of the other really damning evidence on Hillary Clinton. I'll have a feeling that he probably won't, and I might get neoconned a little bit, but I'll try not to let that happen, Erskine.
Sounds like an intriguing hour coming up. And you were talking about CAFTA, a couple of issues on CAFTA right as we were going to break.
Two votes missing in the first vote. Now, that first vote, as I'll tell you in a minute here, actually ended with CAFTA being defeated. But that was Charles Taylor from North Carolina and also Representative Joanne Davis from New Hampshire. Mysteriously, their votes went missing. Now, here's the original story, and this, I think, proves that we have a case for a new vote. Now, there are some technicalities here. In other words, in order for there to be another vote, now we voted twice on CAFTA that night in the middle of the night, but in order for someone to have stopped this debacle from happening, we needed somebody in Congress to raise up their voice and be heard. Because I have no doubt, again, we got a call into Ron Paul's office right now, I have no doubt that some of the congressmen stood up and said, hey, you can't keep revoting this thing until it goes through. That's not how it works. So somebody had to not only stand up, but be recognized, and I think that's where our technicality is. But again, giving us a case for a recall of CAFTA, a recall and possibly a new vote. But when the official 15-minute period ended, CAFTA had gone down in defeat, 180 nays to 175 yays. But the House leadership was so politically driven to get what they wanted, they broke the House rules. They simply violated the time limit in order to keep twisting arms and making deals until they had finally bought or coerced, using extortion, bribery, whatever, you know, means necessary, to have enough votes to pass CAFTA nearly an hour later. Quote, twisting some Republicans' arms until they break into 1,000 pieces. That was a statement by Representative Jim Kolb, a Republican in Arizona, describes the Republican leadership's rabid determination to get the U.S. House to pass the Central American Free Trade Agreement, no matter what. I say demand a new vote and prosecute these traitors who fixed the latest vote.
Oh, they've got the corporations. I mean, this is worth billions to these corporations.
We need to get
it is worth jobs to Americans. And
Erskine, we need to get to Lou Dobbs. I mean, this is a point where I don't know if it'll do any good to call our congressmen. I mean, we're always telling people, and we told them before CAFTA was voted on, get on them, pressure them. I mean, they're getting pressure from the Bush administration. They're getting pressure from the globalists. We needed to put some pressure on them. I think we did a pretty good job in the fact that we only lost defeat on this bill. We can only claim defeat by two votes, and they had to fix the thing in order to get it so that we did lose. So, again, is it all over? I mean, it's not over till the fat lady sings, they say, Erskine. Obviously, here, once a vote goes to the floor, unless a filibuster is preceding the vote, it can't go on and on and on forever until the favored vote is reached.
We need to get these two representatives whose votes weren't counted. We certainly need to get them to stand up and be on, like, a Lou Dobbs program. We also need to have...
Let's get to the mainstream media, guys like Lou Dobbs who sympathize with us, who are very anti-CAFTA. Let's alert them to this story. Let's get a national cry out there to re-vote on CAFTA. I think we can do it, Erskine.
And the other thing is there was another person who was prevented from appearing on the House floor who wanted to vote, and they stopped her. More when we get back in your calls right here on the Alex Jones radio program.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1 month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sitting in for Alex Jones is Erskine of Erskine Overnight and Jack Blood of Deadline Live. And we're going to go immediately to the phones. John in New York. John, thank you for holding, my friend. You're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Hey, appreciate you guys doing the work today. I don't want to step on toes a little bit, but really there is no economic crisis. It's a facade of a problem. It's because of our ignorance. It's like Ford and GM. They're saying they're junk bond status, and yet a car today is approximately 100% of a common man's salary. And yet back in early 70s, a Pinto station wagon was $2,200, a bigger car was $3,000. And our salary was $10,000, $12,000. So they were working on approximately a fifth of what a car was worth, and they were able to do business extremely well. The tariff exchange is like 2%. Against us, 40% against, or 2% for us, 40% against us. We've let this thing just orchestrate. And yet we know the people in China are all slaves. And so who has all the money? It's just the money people that are telling us all this.
It's not money, it's debt. Money doesn't really even exist. I think we should just clear that up right now.
Money does not exist.
Who owns the debt?
We've let the big boys control us. We've let everything go, and we keep bending for them. And as when Mr. Clinton says, oh, Jesus, I didn't do Malarkey, and yet Tripp called it in. She gave the tape, Malinsky told the truth and gave the dress, and then they spent $300 million, and we're all standing back here going, huh? It's just our ignorance, and if they want to take our guns away, that's fine, because I think stoning them to death will be more fun, and their pain will be more. And if when they come to recognize that we're responsible, as you're responsible for vehicular manslaughter, no matter if you're talking economics, if you're talking poisoning our skies with AIDS, that's a man-made virus, along with that microplasma, that's a man-made virus, and giving us Alzheimer's and diabetes, and the numbers all show we're responsible for ourselves, and no one's doing action other than you guys talking some, but no one's gone out and said, no, I'm not doing it anymore. I've been to court where they've changed minutes of court. They've done everything and changed the rules all against me. And when I get sudden done, it's like they're talking, well, if a cop stops you today, do you have the right to tell him no, or, you know, is he got the right to search you? Bottom line is, I've pointed out enough to where I've done my homework now. When a cop stops me, I've actually taken my plates off the car, and I said, I put a cardboard plate on. It says, no money, no plates, no insurance. And when everybody else starts taking that stance, and they realize that when they walk to the car, we could give a damn if we own a gun or not. We're going to hurt them if they think they're going to do something to us that's out of the reins of God's rights. And that's where it has to start coming from, and it has to, in this facade of believing, oh, isn't it this and that and all this. You know, in the Bible it says, as everybody can hear the truth and assimilate it and act on it, if we don't act on it, we're
John, I mean, I appreciate that you're taking a stand, and I know others like Rick Stanley are certainly out there taking a stand. Joe Bannister, I mean, we can go on and on with the list there. I got a story here of a whistleblower from 76 where they were trying to blow up and topple the Twin Towers. You know, certainly there are a lot of whistleblowers out there that have stood up against all odds and really taken a full-on assault by the establishment for telling the truth, and I think that's very important. I'd just like to point out that rather than fighting the system on every inch of the road, man, I just don't participate. You know?
Well, one thing that I was always taught is that dragons don't always lose. In other words, white knights sometimes lose. So you could be absolutely correct. So we've got to pick and choose our fights carefully. We have to pick and choose our fights where we've got the best chance of winning. Don't fight every windmill that's out there. You've got to be careful on that. John, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Hi, Mike.
I'm sorry. This is Don Quixote.
Hi, Don. Go tilt those windmills.
There's no windmills around here. They're scared of me.
You got windmills. I'm from Kentucky. Give me a break.
I did see one a few miles to the east of us here, but, you know, it was more of a wind turbine. But I've never seen that.
What are we tilting at today? What are we tilting at, Mike?
Well, I had somebody late last week at the China Mart basically, you know, kind of talk to me. They tried to lure me into this idea that talking about all this stuff is a waste of time.
Was that the greeter at the door?
No. This was a guy. This was an older fellow who's been around the block a little bit. But he's basically, I think he didn't think I knew who he was, or he didn't think. He kind of acted like he didn't know who I was, I think. But he said basically we're all nothing. There's nothing we can do. You know, they've got so much money. This is going to happen whether we want it to or not. And I feel that is such a self-defeatist attitude. It's a cop-out. But people waste so much time on sports, trivia, or soap operas, or so-called reality TV. I don't see how this could be considered a waste of time because you're learning about history. You learn about the current events and things like that, which the you know, when I was in school, I was not that interested in memorizing what battle took place when and what date, you know, whatever. But I do think that that it is a bit of a self-policing. The alternative media is a bit of a self-policing thing. In other words, a survey that said the government should control the media. But I think that, you know, anytime people get out of line, it seems like at all in the alternative media, there's always somebody right there ready to jump and pounce and criticize.
No, we have our gatekeepers, too. I call them the Patriot Police.
There's no need to.
They've appointed themselves. Yeah. They make the laws and the rules. And if you don't follow those rules, you're smeared all over the Internet. This has happened to me.
Yeah, and there's no need, you know, there really is no need to exaggerate because the minute you do, somebody jumps on and says, look, this guy wasn't actually a cabinet member. Look, Bechtel doesn't actually run the subway. They're in charge of the retrofit or whatever. There's always somebody ready to jump and point stuff out.
I'd like to see where those people are on the mainstream media.
They do probably criticize the mainstream media, but they spend too much time criticizing the alternative media, I think. But I don't know how. One thing I'd like to point out to you guys that from memory, and see if you agree or remember this, but how is the cast of vote anything more than window dressing? Because did not the Supreme Court rule back during the controversy over NAFTA that the president has the power to make these trade agreements outside of the treaty process, and it doesn't matter, essentially circumvents the whole Congress treaty-making process because the president and his pseudo-cabinet member, the trade representative, can make these agreements.
You're right, and that's why it's very important that when they're talking about CAFTA now, they point out that it's for national security.
Well, is it a resolution or a bill? Because, you know, resolutions, a lot of times they'll call it a bill, but it'll say, you know, you look on C-SPAN or whatever, and it'll say H.R. 216. Yeah. Well, H.R. means resolution, and a resolution only applies to federal government employees. It's not actually technically a law, because Congress will write that, and it says, be it resolved, not be it enacted. Be it enacted means that it's a law, and then further, they have to go on and enact that into positive law before it is a law.
Well, it's a treaty. We know that, and as a treaty,
it's an agreement.
It has to be voted on by Congress.
It's an agreement, is it not?
Yes.
It's a free trade agreement.
Yes.
It doesn't even really have to be voted on by Congress. Congress is just basically saying, okay, we support
the president.
Well,
it does if you want to sell it to the American people.
That's,
so you identified this as window dressing. It's more of the illusion, certainly. But, I mean, when do we participate in the illusion, and when do we define and expose the illusion? And as long as they're using it,
right.
I think that we have a right to get in there in the window and undress it.
That is the last thing that they've done, this smoke and mirrors thing, as long as they're still trying to tell us that Congress, that it means something when Congress votes for this stuff, we still have a chance, I think. But when they stop caring, which is, it seems like they just about don't care, 90% of us can be against something like this, and they still make deals and get them to pass.
I agree with you, Mike. I think that they really, for all intent and purposes, it's window dressing. They really don't care what we think. Who voted for any of the people who were appointed to the World Trade Organization?
No.
Who votes for any of these people on any of these trade organizations? I don't know who votes for them. I don't even know who appoints them.
Well, they claim that, oh, well, this is within the constitutional authority for them to set this, blah, blah, blah. But basically, the Supreme Court said, no, the president can make these agreements without any following constitutional processes. But there's a one thing I wanted to point out about, you were talking about China, Mark, and just one extreme example is they will sell something that costs 19 cents that you can buy from a catalog all day long for 19 cents, unless you want to buy it in mass quantities and you can get it for less than that. Well, they'll put two of them in a little package and sell it for $2.99. Now, how is that person in China that makes those things for, you know, less than a penny probably, and they get marked up through the wholesaler. We're paying something, what does that markup work out to be? I mean, it's like 1,500% markup. So
always tell us how they're struggling and how they're just barely making it and they're one step away from bankruptcy, and as you say, the profit margins are through the roof.
Well, yeah, how much of that 83%, you guys say, what was the figure, 83% of what they sell?
Yeah, 83% of what's sold at Walmart is from China.
Yeah, okay, well, how much of that, though, is in this 1,500% markup category? So when you say, all that we are exporting to China then becomes jobs. We're not
absolutely. We're exporting jobs like crazy. And look at what we're left with at Walmart. What are they paying the people? They're paying a minimum wage, no benefits.
Or trying to
get a union in, and they close the Walmart.
Yeah, try to get you to work off the clock without paying you overtime. I mean,
absolutely. The worst job in the world has become a manager at Walmart. They owe you heart, body, and soul.
And they gripe about China spending, $38 billion on their military? We can't even account. They say that there's over $3 trillion now not properly accounted for at the Pentagon, and they want to gripe about China spending $38 billion on their military. I mean, that's just a drop in the bucket. It's not even 10% of what we can't properly account for. Thanks for taking my call.
Good job, Mike. Thanks.
Hey, Mike, thank you very, very much. What he had to say about Walmart, absolutely true. I'm not here just to knock
Walmart.
Have you
noticed the term sovereignty is gone from our elected leaders? The buzzword today is democracy.
democracy and harmonization, Jack. We have to harmonize with the rest of the world. We'll be right back. Our number, 800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones radio program. No, you haven't turned into the wrong program. It's the Alex Jones radio program with Erskine and Jack Blood.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation is the Alex Jones radio program on the Genesis Communications Network. And this is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones of Erskine Overnight, heard every Saturday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. And also Jack Blood of the Deadline Live radio program, heard every single day, Monday through Friday at noon Pacific time, and that would be 3 o'clock Eastern. Jack, it's a pleasure working with you. It is a lot of fun working with you.
Yeah, great. We need to get Alex out a little more often so you and I could take over the show.
Let's go immediately to Rick in Reno, the biggest little city in the world. What you got to say, Rick?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Bring it on, my friend.
If you're ever testing an audience to see whether they're paying attention or not, just drop an incorrect website address. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership is jpfo.org.
.org, you're absolutely correct. jpfo.org, and Aaron Zellman has a wonderful website, doesn't he, Rick?
Absolutely. The annual membership is just $20. That's two Krugerrands, one-tenth ounce at today's gold prices.
You're the man. You're the man. You got to go to gold, right?
I can tell you, I don't use the grid. I'm not. I don't have a credit card. Never will.
Hey, you've got a question.
I join you with that one. Good job, Rick. Yeah,
Thanks, let's
not empower the bankers anymore, folks. Can we try to do that?
Take care.
Oh, that's it. Okay,
That's it. Oh, good, good. Thanks, Rick. But also, it's good to hear of somebody who is understanding that the real currency is not the fiat currency. The real currency is gold. It is going to keep going up, and that's a very smart move on your part. Now, we are heard worldwide, and the number here, 800-259-9231, is good anywhere in North America. So let's go to Ryan. Where in Canada are you calling from, Ryan?
Burnaby, right near Vancouver.
Well, happy BC Day to you, because it's a holiday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gotta love it.
And you've got a question or a comment.
Yeah, actually, hey, speaking of credit cards, I just wanted to mention something that I don't know if you're aware of recent Canadian development as far as that sort of thing, but up here at ESSO, the gas stations, they're implementing a new program where they have, you know, if you forget your credit card at home, you can take it and attach it to this existing ESSO kind of keychain thing, and you just swipe it in, and, you know, it's on the go all
the
time.
Sure, those are big down here, too. It's a little plastic device. You just wave the wand in front of the meter, and it hooks you right up.
Yeah, they've got it at the mobile stations. They started out with a wave and go. Now, one of the things which has happened that I didn't know if you were aware of, Ryan, Prime Minister Martin, Mr. Bush, and Mr. Fox have all signed away virtually all the rights between the countries. Our sovereignty is virtually gone. They're going to create a new alliance. It was done down in Waco, Texas, between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The borders are going to be non-existent in the near future. And that means that also has to do with harmonization of all foods, everything else across the borders. Only for corporations, though. That's exactly what they're doing. It's corporate.
And let me go back to what the caller was saying, because these wands, I mean, if you notice the progression of how we pay for our goods and services these days are getting closer and closer to the subdermal microchip. And again, I mean, I don't think I'm talking out of turn here. I'm not talking out of class. Maybe 5 years ago that would have seemed fantastic. But again, the conditioning to use the credit card, to go through the automated check stands, to do the thumbprints or the iris scans, or to get the little wand for Esso Gas or down here every major gas station, is simply conditioning us, Erskine, to get the most secure new device out there, the hottest new device on the market. That is the VeriChip. Don't worry. There is a chip mobile coming into your neighborhood right now, just like the Popsicle Man selling ice cream bars to your children.
Well, they're requiring fingerprints to get in Disneyland now. Get real. Okay, Ryan, you've got a question or a comment?
Yeah, I don't know if Alex brought up the numerology of last month, but it was pretty crazy as far as the London terror. Like, I know he touched upon like all the July 11th stuff, but I don't know. Did you guys like check your calendars? Because like, if you go down a straight line from July 7th, it goes July 7th, 14th, 21st, and then the 28th. And they're all on the fourth day of the week, and it's the Thursday.
Which is also a way to exploit the news cycle to the best of your ability, as well as the stock markets, because there's a killing to be made when any of these terrorist events happen in the stock market if you act quickly. Erskine, let's go to break. We'll come right back. Take more of your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaLert.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaLert.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Working for the state is the highway patrol, and you're going to run into that boy if you're going down through Louisiana. They're going to confiscate your car. They're going to take everything you got and just leave you with a couple old crawdads. That's about it. They've seen the reports on that one. It's called Martial Law, the Rise of the Police State. Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. This is three films in one. You've got the Bohemian Grove. You've got 9/11. You've got all sorts of information in this. Martial Law 9/11. Get a copy of this videotape. Please do yourself a favor and make copies of it for your friends. You can buy one and start to make some copies for your friends, or you can help Alex to get out the truth. When you look at this videotape, you think Michael Moore did something? He did. But this is much more, much deeper, and it is not conspiracy theory. These are supported by documents in their own words. It's what the elitists are doing to us. The number to call now is 888-253-3139. 888, toll free, 253-3139. Get that pencil out.
Call them now. Operators are standing by, Erskine, and I hope the people make us look good, because if people don't buy videos while we're on the air, they're going to blame it on us.
Well, they also can go to Infowars.com, and they can get not only the video, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, but others that Alex has available. And by going to the website, you've got lots and lots of information that's always up there, always updated up there. And Alex is putting, get these while you can, because they aren't going to be available forever. Alex is putting himself in great danger. And let me tell you what's happening. Prior to the installation of Patriot 2, it's necessary for a U.S. citizen to have been charged with a crime in order for the Secret Service to invade and confiscate. Now, under the new Patriot 2, if you're a citizen in violation of the Patriot Act, now listen to this, by publicly criticizing the regime, by taking out newspaper ads or maintaining a so-called political content website, or if you're a citizen actively involved in criticizing the regime, or more important, under Statute 432 of the National Security Act, attempting to reveal any criminal conduct being committed by the regime, agents are not limited to those assets citizens may have in offshore safe deposit boxes or balances in offshore bank accounts, any assets at all, land, business, boats, aircraft, can now be seized without a citizen actually having been charged or indicted. Foreign asset collection, 21 countries have signed on. This is an incredible thing. They are going after people's assets for just criticizing the regime. This is considered now to be an act of sabotage or an act of treason to say anything critical. In other words, whistleblowers are now in great danger, or anybody putting anything up or saying anything critical of the Bush regime.
That sounds like freedom to me, Erskine.
You've got a story about somebody who's criticizing something that happened back in 1976. Tell that one,
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, well, Greg Zeminski, who you know writes for ArcticBeacon.com, has been coming out with weekly stories and new developments on 9/11. In fact, he'll be joining me on my program this Tuesday, so that'll be tomorrow. And has just brought us a ton of great information. He's got a new story out. FBI confiscates personal property of former U.S. Army corporal who blew the whistle on a 1976 government-funded perfect terrorist plan, quote-unquote, perfect terrorist plan, to what? Topple the Twin Towers.
Timothy 29 years ago, a plan from 29 years ago. And what's happening to him?
Well, I forget exactly when the towers were constructed. It couldn't have been much, must have been just right before that. So they had to have been brand new, shining towers, and they were already thinking about blowing them up. I mean, again, this really kind of goes to the issue of those towers were meant to be blown up and meant to be targets. They were built to be targets, and that's probably why they were built on Rockefeller land. Timothy McNiven says he's been harassed by the FBI and now had a DOD card taken without a warrant ever since trying to alert the American people about the government's prior knowledge of 9/11. He's a former U.S. Army corporal who blew the whistle on a 1976 government-funded study, just a study, folks, to topple the Twin Towers using what? Jetliners, Arab terrorists, and box cutters. Sounds a little bit familiar. So they tore his apartment apart. They went in, of course, without a warrant, as you say, thanks to the Patriot Act, and they confiscated a lot of material from Timothy McNiven. They're trying to make him out to be a terrorist. He lives in Bellingham, Washington now. But, you know, it reminds me, Erskine, when we've got Condoleezza Rice out saying, we had no idea that they would target the World Trade Center towers. We would have never imagined. We had no idea. We never had any prior warning. And again, if you go back to Paul Joseph Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, you'll see we had ample evidence, pages and pages and pages of documented mainstream news stories to say just that. But now here's Timothy McNiven. Again, this will go in-depth on the story on Tuesday when we have Greg Zeminski on. But it's just amazing. The 93 plot, an FBI sting, the 76 plot to study doing what? Toppling the towers, using jetliners, Arab terrorists, and box cutters. It's just astounding. I'm just amazed this guy's still walking around, Erskine.
Total information was also sent to the Attorney General and others, including those in Congress, by a man named Brakana Suto, who broke the story about the Promise software. And this is a man who had close contacts with Tim Osman, otherwise known as Osama bin Laden, when they were selling Stinger missiles to him. This was in March that he sent that information out. The government knew, and if they didn't know, they knew first off that there was going to be an event occurring. Whether they planned it or whether they acquiesced, the knowledge was there. None of these people who were given the knowledge have been fired. Very, very odd. And now, if you criticize the regime, if you blow the whistle on them, you can have everything you own absolutely confiscated. No trial is necessary, just the appearance that you are criticizing what's going on. Let's go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program.
Good afternoon, Erskine. Jack Blood, how you doing?
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Last time I talked to you, you and me and were riding shotgun with Alex. Remember you covered first show and he called in?
You got it.
That's the one I know. Tim from Truth. And I'll tell you what, right now, there's some people out there that are not afraid of these globalists, okay? I'm Tim from Truth, and that's Teaching and Researching, United States Treasonous Hierarchy. And we are not afraid to expose
the
scums of the earth.
No, you can't lock us all up, Tim. I mean, I guess you could try.
What's your website, Tim?
That's it right there. Just no, it's just an organization. There's no website.
Okay.
It's just going around and spreading the gospel of Alex Jones.
But Tim isn't afraid to stand up, and neither are the millions of listeners listening to us right now, Erskine, I'm happy to say. I mean, yeah, we've got some couch patriots out there. They're still listening. They're trying to figure out what to do about this. They're still asking the question, what do we do about all this? Look, you got to stand up. That's what you got
to
do.
You want to stop me, you're going to have to kill me.
Hey, now, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country.
Exactly. Going over the CAFTA vote up here in Ohio, we actually had one Republican vote no for CAFTA. Yeah, his last name is Nay, by the way. I thought that was kind of comical.
I think there was one in Ohio. I think there was maybe 18 or 20.
Speaking of Ohio, that's where the election was stolen from Mr. Bush.
Oh, sure. And in Florida in 2000.
Absolutely. So keep spreading the word. Get the videos of Alex, the Martial Law 9/11, 888. 253-3139. You've got to have this video. It really tells you what's going on. But what I don't understand, Tim, you can't argue with the facts. The globalists are telling us what they're doing, Tim.
I know. You know, you're so true with that. I'm just beginning to absorb the Building a North American Community white paper from the Council on Foreign Relations, written in the coexistence with the Canadian globalists and I guess the Mexican.
We played that clip on this program on Friday, and I have it on my forum. Let me ask you, Tim, I mean, what is the response of people who maybe don't know anything about this? They look at one of these Alex Jones films. I mean, what do they say when they get back to you?
They're afraid. Most of the people I come across with are afraid to admit the truth. They'd rather, live on their knees, I guess, than
you know. I hear a lot of that. I agree with this. This is happening. There is a police state and this infrastructure forming around our ears. But you know, it's just so big. There's nothing I can do to stop it, and I don't even know what to do. So I'm just going to go back to sleep.
But wasn't it Hitler and Joseph Goebbels that brought around the line? The bigger the lie, the more people are likely to believe.
That's right.
And, you know, I've been trying to get people to realize that they go, well, that's a far away from here where we live. But if you look at things like Agenda 21, which is nothing more than building a North American community on the local level. And let me run across a couple of these bullet points, if I could, real quickly.
Okay. Let me make one comment before you say that.
Okay, Erskine.
One of the things that you were talking about is the Council on Foreign Relations. Who's on the Council of Foreign Relations? Most of the members of the media, of the major media, are on the Council of Foreign Relations.
Well, sure.
Barry Goldwater, in his book, With No Apology, says, the Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of a society organized in England that believes national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established. National boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established. That is telling us they want to do away with our sovereignty. That's exactly what the goal of the Council on Foreign Relations is. So when you're watching Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, most of these boys who are on the Council of Foreign Relations, These are people whose set agenda is to do away with American sovereignty.
Oh, sure. Listen to this. Under the heading, What We Should Do Now in the Building a North American Community White Paper from the Council on Foreign Relations. Just a few bullet points. Establish a common security perimeter by 2010. Develop a North American border pass. They're not even calling it the United States anymore. It's North America. Develop a unified North American border action plan. Expand border infrastructure. Lay the groundwork for freer flow of people within the North American community. And they top that off with law enforcement and military cooperation, including NATO troops. Now, if that doesn't sound
okay, let's look at the positive. There is a positive aspect to this. Do you know what that is, Tim?
We'll no longer
have illegal aliens in America.
Oh, and no, we'll have...
We'll no longer have America, but we'll no longer have illegal aliens because we're all going to be one happy family.
Yeah, right now...
Canada is going to lose its sovereignty. Paul Martin signed it away in Waco, Texas. The United States is going to lose its sovereignty. Mexico's going to lose its sovereignty. They're going to be nations in name only. They aren't even going to exist. No borders between any of them.
Right.
Between any of them. Goodbye unions. Goodbye sovereignty. Goodbye wages. Goodbye the type of life that we wanted to leave for our children.
That's why when the Washington Times reports that Mexican mercenaries are expanding their bases in the United States, offering $50,000 bounties for the assassination of U.S. law enforcement officers, nobody does a thing about it. Why? Because those borders are meaningless now. And in fact, folks, we've got to face facts. We've just got to face up to the fact that there already is an economic new world order. Now, do we want this to proceed? As we talked about earlier, window dressing, the dog and pony show, the illusion, Erskine, of this sovereignty that we still are clinging to. I mean, maybe that's all we have. Maybe we just have the idea of it left at this point. But when I see stories out of the Washington Times, which is a conservative newspaper by all intents and purposes, Mexican mercenaries expand a base in the United States offering $50,000 bounties, assassination of U.S. law enforcement officers, and our president and our Congress and our Senate and our judiciary do nothing about it, I can only assume that they just don't care.
Well, now, Tim, you were, and I would assume, much like myself, a conservative Republican. What the heck are you now? I don't know what I am anymore.
I just have to go with a libertarian, what Alex is. We're freedom lovers. We're truth seekers.
Absolutely.
And just regressing just a little bit to the Congress, but Jack, what you were saying, just about every single new senator, new Congress critter that shows up there, they have like a little welcome aboard party for him, where they either slip him a Mickey or get him drunk, and they get some pictures of him in bed with little children or girls, and then they show him the pictures the next day, and they say, you ever vote against us? This is going to be made public. Now, that's an open secret in all of Washington, D.C., and that's why nothing ever changes.
And certainly it's one of the platforms of the Mossad.
A few people they don't have anything on. Our good Republican senator from Texas there.
Congressman Ron Paul.
Congressman Ron Paul, you got it.
And Senator Wellstone, they didn't have anything on him, and look what happened to that poor guy.
Absolutely. Now what you've got and the entire activities, they are satanic-based.
And blackmail is their motive for these people.
Well, that's certainly one way to keep everybody in line, and that's why, you know, I'm doing an interview about Hillary Clinton in the next my show coming up here in about 15-20 minutes, and why I won't hear any real information about why we shouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton, because it implicates the Republicans as well.
So when you're taking all of that time to write and contact these people, you're actually wasting it, because they don't even listen to it. That gets read by a neighbor, and it gets chucked in the garbage.
They do in the state, and they do in your city council, okay? I mean, they can't help but not listen to it. You put the fear of God in them when you start hammering them. Now, we can debate about whether it's workable in the federal aspect of things, but certainly it still works in the state, and enough people call, and you will change the reality in which you live.
Just really to keep waking people up. I must say InfoWars out of my mouth to different people 100 times a day. I have four of
Man,
Alex's
if we
movies.
Just, you know what, and you're a great example of this, Tim. I mean, if we can just get out and tell five people today about this program, the Alex Jones Show, and feel free to tell them about Erskine or Jack Blood as well, jackblood.com. But if you get out and tell five people today and swear them to tell five people, I mean, we will be that proverbial snowball rolling downhill.
I have learned the truth, InfoWars.com, on the back of my car on my windshield.
Perfect. Good man. Thank you for the
Carry
wonderful
on.
Call, Tim. And God bless you there and the work that you're doing there in Ohio to spread the word about Infowars.com. And
we had a million people like that, Erskine, we'd be in pretty good shape.
We right certainly there. Would. It doesn't take that many. Let's go immediately to Steve in Kansas. Welcome to the Alex Jones radio program, Steve.
Good job, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Got some big shoes to fill, but I appreciate that. Steve, you got a question or a comment?
Well, I have a couple questions and a few comments. As far as I do know that as far as the senators go in Kansas, Sam Brownback, Pat Roberts, they voted for CAFTA. They have to go.
That's as simple as it is.
I mean, that's the only way we're going to change.
Hey, the midterm elections are coming up. Let's hold their hooves to the fire.
If they're voting for CAFTA, they're voting against America. There's no question about it. It is treason. They are voting against America. They're selling us out, and we've got to get them out of there and know that their vote is going to cost them.
Absolutely. Pat Roberts' assistant, whoever answers the phone, said, I don't even know why I'm debating this with you. He voted for it. There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
I said, well, I'll just campaign against you.
Steve, have you ever heard such arrogance, unbridled
Absolutely.
Arrogance?
Can you hold me over?
We will. These people are so arrogant. This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones and Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Jack will be on right after the Alex Jones program over a number of these stations. Listen to it. Deadline Live. Erskine Overnight is on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific. That is midnight East Coast. This weekend I'm having Al Martin and also...
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit Infowars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's Infowars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
the Alex Jones radio program. It's Erskine sitting in for Alex of Erskine Overnight, www.erskineonradio.com. And it's Jack Blood of Deadline Live, who will be coming on at just a few minutes from now for his own program. So he's going to be doing 5 hours of radio today. Bless your heart, Jack. That's a lot of radio, but you've got a heck of an interview coming up, don't you?
All in a day's work, Erskine. Five hours. It looks easy. Well, it isn't. Maybe it doesn't look easy. It isn't easy, folks. But we will continue this on Genesis Communications Radio Network. Erskine, I'm so proud to be on this network with you and Alex Jones and the Power Hour, all of the good people on this network. I really feel at home here, and I got to say that Genesis has never gotten in my way. I'm sure you could say the same thing. They've never told me what I can talk about. They've never censored me in any way. They let me play my crazy music. They let me get on with the show, and I'm really, really proud to be part of this network. And I got to tell you, Alex will be back tomorrow on Tuesday, and I'm going to be waiting with bated ears to see what he uncovered over there in London, England. That'll probably be one of the most listened to programs of the week here on
Tuesday. I'll tell you one thing. Alex is going to be loaded for bear after coming back from London, and he's going to be telling the truth about what's actually going on there. And on my program this weekend, I'm having Paul Joseph Watson the second hour, and he is going to be talking about what's going on. That gentleman has certainly written a great book, and he is certainly an interesting guest to have on. You have the person who's written a book on Hillary Clinton coming up on your program
Ed
this
Klein,
afternoon.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I really sympathize with these political action committees that are trying to expose Hillary Clinton. So it will be in one half a sympathetic interview. On another side of this, you know, I'm going to have to take him to task because I know that he's not going to report what happened in the Rose Law Firm, what Larry Nichols said, that he saw a huge cover-up to smuggle drugs through MENA, Arkansas, with the Bush crime family and the Clinton crime family, or Rockefeller crime family. And he's not going to be mentioning that because, as we mentioned earlier, you know, it implicates the wrong side of the aisle. So they're targeting one side of the aisle. We'll hear a lot of the minutiae that is involved with Hillary Clinton, but I still have to sympathize with them because she is the devil.
Now, I had a gentleman on named Ken Bucci, and Ken was talking about the CIA mafia drug connection. And I said, then, Ken, you're telling me that they were allowing them to fly drugs into MENA, Arkansas, that our government said, sure, fly them on in? He said, no, I never said that. He said, our government made a deal to fly it in for them. We were flying the drugs in. We've got a war on drugs. We're flying the drugs in. We've got a war on terrorism. We've got an open border with Mexico. What kind of a war are we running? We've got a war to find the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. I mean, do these people know what a war is anymore?
Erskine, here's what Larry Nichols said, working for Bill Clinton's Arkansas Development Finance Authority. There was $100 million a month in cocaine coming in and out of the MENA airstrip in Arkansas. Bottom line.
$100 million that we flew in. Coming up next, Jack Blood, thank you for listening to the Alex Jones radio program. This is Erskine and Jack Blood saying thank you. Alex will be back tomorrow right here on Genesis Communications Network.
It's been a lot of fun, Erskine. Thank you so much, man.
Thank
we'll
you, Jack.
See you soon.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.